I'll tell you what, there ain't much more going on this week.
We're talking, listen, me and Steve, yesterday, we took a day off to prove you wrong, and we've come up with two of the most incredible things I told you about, and they're amazing. So there are things out there, or is it just go for truth. Go for truth and science and discovery. Fact is stranger than fiction. You don't have to revert to God and ghosts.
I know, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But the funny thing is, you know, like, the last couple of weeks I've been saying there's not much going on.
Yeah.
I found out when I was looking that there was a day in 1930, right? It was a Good Friday. There was no news. There was nothing going on. They had to put a music video on or something on the telly because there was nothing going on.
Play a record. We're going to play some classic tracks today. This is Debaser. Okay, Carl. Ignore the camera. Okay, just ignore the camera, okay? Now, me and Steve have done our research for you, and we've got two amazing things to tell you. What should I tell you first, about the baby or the
Well, they're crab? Both equally fascinating, so you choose.
I'll tell you the crab thing first, right? Steve actually saw this thing in The Guardian in the week, about our research thing, and then we looked it up, we looked into it on Friday, and it is incredible. Right, listen to this. There's a thing in a bay in New England, right, where it's like the biggest... they make silicon chips and stuff for computers, right? And because of the data protection thing, after they've done them, because they have to destroy the plates, right? Well, the information's sort of put onto them, but there's still flakes of silicon. They sort of grind it down straight away, and some of the flakes got into the bay, okay? But some of the information is still on the, even the slight granules of silicon. Anyway, gets in the water, and silicon is rather like a carbon. If they reckon if there had been life on another planet and it wasn't carbon-based, it'd be silicon-based. Because that simple sugars and proteins, it's just COH and that, and it can work with silicon, right? Anyway, the crabs have been taken up, it's on the water, and they've looked out on the beach, and over years, the crabs have started sort of putting themselves in formations, like geometric format, and they couldn't work out why they were doing this. And when they... put them in the experiment, they sort of like chopped them up, and they found they'd taken on silicon. And it had sort of got into their brain, and they were downloading information. They actually, they picked up little things, because it's just chemical, you know, like electrical impulses that got information off the silicon chip. And they were interfacing it. But this is the amazing thing. One bloke sort of thought of this, and he thought, well, if it's a simple computer, the brain, if it's just a simple sort of electrical thing, then maybe there's sort of, you know, we could get it down. So what they did is they made a thing called a bio-interface, and they put it into the crab's brain, just a really simple brain, so it's measured avant-garde, right? And it got impulses from it, and they were getting, like, computer readers, so just flashes of, like, symbols and geometric things, right, on this screen to read the crab's brain, and it was stuff like, you know, fragments of a...
What made them do this in the first place?
Because they saw the crabs behaving differently. They were behaving differently to each other. They were just like, they were, you know, intelligent. And they were sort of solving problems and all this sort of stuff. Anyway, when they downloaded the thing, it was like they found one of the secretary's names where it had been on the silicon chip, where it was just like a flash of a computer screen. But the most amazing thing is, they downloaded a memory, right? It was like a snapshot where it had been burnt onto the retina of the crab, just a snapshot or something, and it was like a picture of the beach, like a couple of years ago, right? And they also did, incredible, it was like just a digital black and white sort of thing, so they could see what the crab had seen.
Amazing.
Jeez.
Amazing.
So
intelligent crabs.
What are they doing with them now?
Super brain.
Well, they think this is the upshot. They think they could use it as spy crabs because they could get these crabs. Also, the other thing is, as generations went on, right? So they put a crab in the sea or something, right? Lots of crabs in, and then as generations went on, a newborn crab, they downloaded the memory and it had the memories of. It's great, 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 all together. It had every memory that any crab had been related to it beforehand. Because it passed it on, it just passed it on.
So not even ones that had been eating the silicon stuff?
Yeah. No,
these are just like ones that have had kids.
Yeah.
And they've got like...
And they know every... So you'd know everything, your great, great, everything right the way back.
So would that work if we ate silicon?
Well,
possibly.
So what are they going to...
Well, they can use them for all sorts of things, though. I mean, that's what's incredible. I mean, I don't know how you train it particularly. I don't know, quite tricky to train, but I'm assuming if they can do it that way, then presumably they can give it like load silicon information, which they can then plant in it, if you like, within its sort of food.
Also, if you get them onto enemy beaches, you'd have like 1,000 digital cameras just
sneaking around. You could get like Osama bin Laden or someone.
They don't understand the information they've got.
No, they don't know they're doing it. They just download the messages.
So they're not like you could torture them, and they won't be able to sort of give you the information because they wouldn't know what the information they had because they're just.
But
like
the first crab they downloaded, they just kept seeing the same picture of a big crab feeding it, which they.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's what, like its mother crab or something?
Yeah. As just, it was memories of it as a child.
But they're not in colour, presumably. Because
no, it's all in black and white. It's just a digital camera because it's just they don't see in black and white. So it's just like I think it's burnt onto the retina or something. And the only one that they kept were the ones they saw a lot of the time.
Well, I mean, in a way, some of the educating Ricky I've got for you today is on the similar lines.
Right.
Oh, you've got to be impressed by that. You've got to be impressed by that.
No, that's pretty good. I mean, I'm interested to see, you know, what they do.
What the crab developments are.
But yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, just digest that information, because that's not even the most impressive one we found.
I think it is.
I suppose it's pretty impressive, but the next one's maybe more shocking.
Okay, right.
But let's play a tune, and Ricky's got another experience.
Okay.
The Cure, love song, classic, on XFM.
So that's the crab that can... You can download their memories.
But what about other animals that are in the sea, in that same sea, eating the stuff? Have they tested them yet?
I don't know. I think they just took it on because their biology, something to do with, I presume they could take up minerals and, you know, I don't know why. I don't know. But anyway, next one. This is just on Horizons. A bodybuilder, yeah? Married another bodybuilder,
yeah.
Right, and they're pregnant, and they had these tests, and the baby was very large, but it was causing it pain, right, in the thing, right, and it, after,
this, it is this, this it's is, almost bizarre, and like,
yeah, after the female woke up pregnant after 7 months, and the baby,
walking around.
No, it forced its way out of the vagina.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it forced its way out.
It almost had, like, super strength. Like.
And it was pulling her along by the umbilical cord, and that, and it was a stone.
Extraordinary. That's freaky. I mean, you talk about freaky stuff.
That's made up.
What?
It wasn't pulling her along.
She could feel it.
Exactly. And it was, do you know what I mean? Like, just went... And just sort of squeezed
just
its way
got out because it was ready. Because all the hormones.
Because it thought
stuff.
It was ready.
Oh God!
Imagine that. Just waking up and finding that in the bottom of the bed. Freaky, wouldn't it? Because you think it was a nightmare initially.
And it had hair and everything, didn't it?
Yeah, because all the hormones.
There was something in the week about you know, you've got test tube babies and that now, haven't you?
Mm.
But they've managed to do it. I only caught.
I knew he'd be more impressed by the crabs than that. He doesn't care if it's
human. No, I am. I'm telling you though, that there was something. I only caught after story because I was busy. But there's something about babies being able to be born without having any people involved. Or something. It's like putting them in an oven or something, and it's like a cake. And after a certain amount of time, it's ready.
I think you can buy those in Argos for kids at Christmas.
Well, it's my first baby kit.
Yeah. It's Play-Doh, I think, that they can buy.
Yeah. So what do you think of that then?
The baby one.
Yeah.
I prefer the crab one.
Yeah.
But the baby thing's pretty horrible.
Yeah.
So it was bigger than the average.
But, we've made those up.
Yeah, they're both rubbish. Despite the fact they're both rubbish.
Yeah.
They're interesting.
We made those up. Both those stupid stories up.
Yeah.
Imagine downloading a crab's memories and seeing its mum feeding it as a child.
Both are rubbish.
I had trouble. Yeah. I knew I was going to have trouble with pushed its way out of the vagina.
Yeah.
I practiced that about 30 times yesterday with Stephen. I was going, I'm not going to be able to do it, mate.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to say that.
Yeah.
Are you disappointed?
A little bit. I mean, the baby one's a bit sort of out there.
Yeah.
I wasn't really having that one.
No.
But the crab one,
See, now, what's interesting, I think, is a useful experiment, Carl. I don't know what it's taught you about yourself, but would you say that that's revealed to you a certain thing? I don't know, maybe... That you're a bit gullible! I mean, you know, what I'm saying is maybe you shouldn't accept or swallow hook, line and sinker everything you read on the web. You got to think maybe a valuable lesson.
I feel bad, because I said to Steve, he won't be annoyed that we conned him, he'd be annoyed that they're actually not true. You'd love that crab thing to be true, wouldn't you?
It wouldn't surprise me if it did happen one day.
Sure. Yeah.
So, and then you'd slough it.
And it's in the break when I said about the crabs, you know, well, I'm keeping them then.
Yeah.
Right, well, I know what you're getting at with the educating Ricky, but, you know.
Let's see.
You've got three titles.
Yeah.
That I tease you with, different stories. You take your pick and I teach you something that did happen.
That's a little bit of venom. Come back with sorry about the crabs and the big Ricky. Baby.
It's all right. It's a valuable lesson, really.
I'll think of a title for him.
Things that make you wonder. You saw Darren Brown. What did he do?
Darren Brown, he's extraordinary.
Yeah, I told him about it.
You should peep. A lot of people don't realise who Darren Brown is, and he is, I think, the best illusionist in the country.
We went to Jonathan Ross's house for his birthday.
I didn't.
Me and Jane, and we went there, right, and there was lots of people there, and Darren Brown was there, and Jonathan got Darren Brown's tricks, and it was incredible. He did all these tricks, right? I mean, incredible. It was just amazing. And he did one with a bloke who was there, a friend of Jonathan's, I think his name was Ray, and he got him to give the pack. He said, count the cards. And he counted out 52 cards. Yeah? He went, think of any card in that pack. He didn't touch it yet. He's counted 52. It was in his hand. He said, think of any card. He said, what was it? He said, three of spades, summer. He went, find it in the pack. Couldn't find it. He said, count the cards. There was 51. Right, and he couldn't find the card, and he had no idea. And we forgot about it. He went, oh, it's gone wrong, and he forgot about it. And he kept, through him, he was going, I wonder where that card is, and he kept looking at it, right? I found out that about a week ago, Ray went into hospital with an appendicitis, yeah? And the surgeon, as we said this, there was something crumpled up, there was a thing, and it was the card. It was the card that was in his thing causing appendicitis. And when he came out of surgery, there was a card from Darren Brown saying, was that your card?
That's amazing, don't you think? I mean, that's like incredible.
Little thing and what, and then a crab went, I know what it is. It's a five of spades. It's another wind up.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, I'm not going to believe anything anymore.
But that's so good. You've learned a lesson.
Yeah, but say if all this goes wrong now, right? Cry wolf and all that.
Yeah.
Imagine I get dropped by MTV.
Actually, you haven't been asked yet.
Yeah, well, whatever. Right, they shot on firemen because they're always going on strike. I answer the phone, it's you saying my house is on fire.
I don't know what you're talking about now, Carl. I don't know what he's talking about.
I think somewhere along the line there, Carl's been recruited by the fire brigade.
Did you leave that bit out in the story? Start again.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I just wound you up about crabs, babies pushing their way out of vaginas, and Darren Brown causing the fence. Right, yeah.
Little, What's the saying about,
little acorns don't gather any grounds.
Crying wolf.
Yeah. You can take a fish to water and you can't make it swim.
Well, do you know that saying? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Do you know why?
Because its neck's too long.
What?
It's got an awkward neck. I don't know.
That's correct. That is correct.
Right, anyway, we've still got to come.
Right,
it's been bad today. I'm going to apologise to people listening today, because
you might as well be focused.
Have you heard the thing that Rolling Stone gathers no moss? You aware of that?
Yeah.
Do you know where that's from?
Where it's from?
In Woodstock, right, the bands used to go out and get this sort of, like, moss that used to grow there, and it was sort of, like, slightly hallucinogenic, right? And they used to come back, and they used to all go out. Everyone was out there. Mamas and papas were doing it. The Doors, they all came back. But Mick Jagger and Keith Richards would never do it. But they'd smoke other people's.
Yeah.
The Rolling Stone never gathers his own moss. That was what it was. Seriously, Carl?
Right,
that's
so we've still got to come. Rockbusters.
Have you heard the saying, a fish in time saves nine?
The clues were...
Have you heard that?
That'll never get off the ground. LZ. You've got...
Have you heard that saying, out of the frying pan, into the saucepan?
You've also got...
Carl.
I'm trying to hold it together now.
Well, yeah, no, we're trying to teach you something, Carl.
Yeah, but you're not.
Why?
Because at least my stuff that I tell you, if you go into a pub and told someone...
What? There was a blind girl, she hit her head, she could see. What's that?
Well, just don't get down if your eyes are bad. Right, with...
No, go round headbutting
thing.
Carl, come on. I mean, he's struggling with Rockbusters, which we've missed this week. Mm. Educating Ricky, he thinks there's nothing out there. All he could find was a parrot and a dog in a car wash.
Yeah, you can't find any more interesting
stuff. Still a little bit upset that we told him about intelligent crabs babies forcing their way out.
Yeah, we stitched him up last week by telling him some what we claimed were facts.
Oh, because I was out shopping, so I missed it.
Right,
you know,
he sort of believes anything that's weird and wonderful. And we just made up this story. So I said two bodybuilders got married, and she had a baby, but after six months or 7 months, she was in bed asleep, and she woke up in terrible agony where the baby, where it had born, a bodybuilder had forced its way out of the vagina and was pulling her along by the umbilical cord.
Yeah.
And intelligent crabs and stuff like this. And he was genuinely disappointed.
Yeah, that they weren't true.
But he came up with a new idea. What I'm going to do is tell him three things.
Yeah.
One of which is made up and ludicrous, and two incredible facts. And it's called That's Ricky-diculous.
Brilliant.
So he has to go, number three is Ricky-diculous. It's a winner.
Yeah.
Carl always comes up with the title first. You then have to work the game show out from the title.
Have you started work on That's Ricky-diculous yet?
No, I've thought of a couple of things.
It is great. It's so much fun to say, isn't it? Ricky-diculous.
Yeah, that's Ricky-diculous. Yeah. You're correct. Basically, it's like Call My Bluff, isn't it, really?
It's not unlike Call My Bluff. It's not unlike Bluff.
It's not unlike Bluff. Sorry. Yeah.
Are we starting Ricky-diculous today? Have you done
Couldn't be bothered.
Couldn't be bothered.
Forward to Ricky-diculous.
He's worried about it. He said asked and he just stopped because he's worried because he's the producer.
Yeah, well, I've got a set of standards.
Oh dear.
Carl, you have, mate. You have.
So that's that.
Sugarcane by Sonic Youth on XFM 104.9. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. Go on, Carl. What's next? Are you going to do your war feature? War, what is it called?
War, do you think of that then?
You do that now?
It annoys me a bit, right, because we said before Christmas that we'd come back with new stuff.
Yeah.
Gave you a title to work on, that Ricky-diculous.
Right.
You came in today, I said, have you sorted it out? You say no. Steve, you're having a go at me for wanting to get music out of the library for you.
Yeah.
You haven't got any new ideas.
Sure.
But you're dissing mine.
I'm not dissing yours.
Well,
I'm a massive fan of them.
Good vibe off you.
Well, I think that's very harsh. I just asked you, when were we going to have war? Do you think of that? I'm a big fan. I'm excited.
Well, it's not that good, to be honest with you.
Well, I disagree. It sounds brilliant. Sometimes it snows in April from the lovely Prince.
Brilliant.
From the album Parade. He doesn't always have to get up and have a rock about. He can just sit there at the piano.
You can't argue with that. After the break, Steve, a brand new feature I've just done. That's Ricky-diculous.
That's Ricky-diculous. You see, you say Ricky Gervais doesn't put any work into this show. He's just done that.
I'm going to tell Carl some amazing facts from the world of science, nature, politics. Four are real. One is absolutely Ricky-diculous. Excellent. Cat Stevens. From the Catch Bullet 4 album, Sitting. Little interesting fact for the nerds. We got it down to two songs to do this intro music to The Office. It was that one and Handbags and Glad Rags. We went for Handbags and Glad Rags. Interesting, isn't it?
It is a fascinating fact, except, of course, I still feel we should use that one, except we couldn't because Cat Stevens' people wouldn't let us, or it was too expensive or something.
I don't know. We re-recorded Stuart one.
I still prefer that one, I think.
Yeah. Difficult. Difficult.
Decisions.
Anyway,
decisions.
That's Ricky-diculous. Right. Five facts. Right. One is totally made up. All right.
Just do three. Three. And
oh, well, there's. Okay, right. Oh, let's see. What shall I do then? There are more moves possible in a game of chess than there are particles in the universe. You can't get any colder than liquid nitrogen. I think it's minus 273. It's impossible to get colder than that. The honey badger has got skin so loose that if you grabbed it by the neck, it could come away from its skin, turn round, and bite you out of its anus.
That's ridiculous. Right, Rockbusters then. Wrapping it up.
It needs some work, that game, but I see it's got a lot of mileage.
Right, okay, Carl. That's Ricky-diculous. Three amazing scientific facts, one of which is spurious. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, one. Girls can't throw because the part of their brain that allow men to throw properly in a girl is used up in emotion. Two. Gravity isn't instantaneous. It works at the speed of light. The force of gravity. Three. Statistically, you're more likely to be trampled by a donkey than dying in a plane crash.
No, even though the last one sounds daft, I think I've read that. about the donkey thing.
Okay.
So, girls. What's the first one?
Girls can't throw properly because the part of the brain that allow men to throw is used up in emotion in a woman. Yeah. Gravity isn't instantaneous. It works at the speed of light. So when you drop something, the force kicks in at the speed of light.
What do you reckon, Steve?
Well, it's not for me to say.
Is this a trick one where none of them are ridiculous?
One of those three. One of those three is not true.
Right, well, it's definitely not the donkey, right? So, I reckon the girl one, throwing stuff.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Correct.
Well done.
Well
Very
done.
Well done indeed.
Yeah.
3-1
well done
indeed.
That's two out of two he's got so far.
Well, there you go. Well.
Yeah.
Well, I'll teach you some stuff now. Right?
I've always been fascinated by the donkey fact, because it is an extraordinary fact that more people are killed apparently by donkeys than they are by airplane crashes.
Well, I suppose in countries where they're used and used a lot, that they go a bit mad and squash it.
But my concern is that when you go on a plane, there's so many checks. I mean, it takes some 40 minutes to go through all the checks: the air pressure, the cabin pressure, the fuel, checking the flights, the takeoff, all the rest of it. Our checks for donkeys.
Nothing.
Did someone close the gate? I think so.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah. Is he annoyed or not? You're not working him too hard, are you? Yeah. He's got his hand. Is there two holes for the ears? Yes.
Well, I think that's what's happening. I don't think it's accident. I think they're picking us off. I think they're so annoyed that a nickname for them is Ass.
Yeah.
And they've got to wear the little hat. You know, they've got to ride kids. You know, give kids rides on the beach. And now I think they're just sort of annoyed.
Yeah.
Maybe they're sort of just picking us off one by one.
Yeah.
Teaching us a lesson.
If we had the same stringent checks on donkeys as we do on international flights, maybe there'd be a little less death.
Exactly. Wise words.
Cheers.
Wise, if slightly incoherent words.
Go on, Carl.
Got that right.